the most powerful fundamentalist since Philadelphia in 1776. Mojo 5-0.
The light at the end of the tunnel, that beacon of common sense you see up ahead. The Liberty Lighthouse with Peter Serafin is on now.
Hello, my fellow patriots and freedom fighters. Welcome to Liberty Lighthouse. I am Peter Serafin, the host and wiki of Liberty Lighthouse, a beacon of common sense on the Mojo 5-0 radio network. WBN 324, the World Broadcast Network, and Patriot Nation Radio Network. Tonight, I want to talk about why so many people have come to rely on government to solve problems and some things that you can do without the government. Some things that you can do to fix, well, at least one of them, a pretty significant social issue. And you can do it without any involvement from our government at all. And that, to me, is definitely a big win. So I'm supposed to have a guest tonight, but he hasn't shown up yet. Hopefully, he will be here by the time we finish up on this intro.
A man, a legend.
With a great beard.
With the greatest beard in radio.
This guy is the sweetest, nicest, most gentlest person you've ever met in your life.
The man's really insightful and pretty freaking smart.
With wit, sharp like safety scissors.
I would walk over hot coals for this guy.
Man with a golden voice behind the microphone.
He's got a big, fat, juicy, beautiful brain.
The Nostradamus of political prognostication. Your host, Peter Serafin.
Hey, no matter where you're watching or listening from, please take a second to share this out. Thank you for listening. Share it out for others so that they can listen to. Don't forget to like, subscribe, rate, follow, review Liberty Lighthouse wherever you find it, whether it's on one of those free speech radio networks or whether it's in the podcast form or YouTube or DLive or Twitch or wherever you are. Rate, follow, review, like, subscribe. All those things are greatly appreciated. You can contact me on the show by visiting liberty-lighthouse.com. You can email me at libertylighthouse1776@gmail.com. Or my favorite way for you to reach out and touch the Liberty Lighthouse is to call or text 64-MY-RIGHTS. That's 646-974-4487. So the idea for tonight's show came to me when I saw a TikTok video. Is a TikTok video done by a guy who goes by the moniker of Instructor Mike. Instructor Mike is a firearms instructor. And, let me just play the audio of the video. I had to extract the audio because there's some bad word or two in there, and I had to bleep it out.
It's called Veteran Overwatch. So this is what I did. I picked random schools. I'm clearly identified, ready, able, prepared, and the school I was going to go to, I just happened to drive past one school, and I see our babies outside playing on recess, right there, and I'm providing overwatch. See, there are a lot of veterans who are saying, put me in, coach, put me in, coach, put me in, coach. Do you know how much it costs me to do this? Nothing. And I don't need permission from the Chicago police. I don't need permission from the governor. I don't need permission from no one. I'm licensed to carry. I'm definitely trained and certified, and our babies matter. And I'm providing overwatch. Now just imagine if I had other people who were willing to donate their time to sit and provide overwatch for our babies. Y'all talk about we need more police in school. We need more security. We need more this. We need more that. No, there's free shit that we can do. I don't need no one's permission but my own time to sit out here and watch them play and watch for any threats that may be coming up. Free shit. Veteran Overwatch. Veteran Overwatch. I don't give a fuck if I don't get the credit. Get your ass out there and do it. Our babies matter. They matter. Let's go.
See, that was the video I saw. And it was Instructor Mike sitting in a car wearing a tactical vest. That big red placard on the front of it said that he was a firearms instructor. So what he's doing is he's going around Chicago area and sitting in the street parking in his car near schools. Now, Instructor Mike is supposed to be our guest tonight, but I'm hoping that we just got time zones messed up or something like that, and we can have him on another time. But what I just love the idea. I am a big believer of, you know, what we can go out there and do for ourselves. So he sits there in front of a school in his tactical vest, clearly identified, armed, and just watches the doors and watches the kids in the playgrounds. It's brilliant. You can't go on school property with a firearm. But if you have a concealed carry permit, or if you live in an open carry state, whatever your state laws are, if you are allowed to have a firearm, I don't think there's anything that says you can't be on the street. Park your car and sit there. Look for the kid that goes into the school carrying a long rifle, or is walking towards the door carrying a long rifle. I think it's brilliant. I think it's a brilliant idea. I even want to go. He calls it Veteran Overwatch. I wanted to talk to him about the idea of making it Citizen Overwatch. Why? It doesn't have to be just veterans. Maybe it's veteran run, but any volunteer can be there as long as you're trained and certified. And I think it's great. Now, I know he's got a few people that have contacted him and said that they're doing it in their different cities and towns and stuff like that. I don't know how many people yet wanted to talk to him about that. I also wanted to talk to him about setting up rules, or has he set up rules for Veteran Overwatch? And I don't know that he has set up rules, but I do have a rather lengthy, it's about 7 minutes long. It's the pledge that he has designed for people that are going to do the Veteran Overwatch. And I think it's good stuff. Anyway, here, this is the pledge. This is what he has designed to be the oath or the pledge of a new Veteran Overwatch volunteer.
I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, bearing true faith and allegiance to the same. I am a citizen of the United States, volunteering my time in the local community forces that guard our community's most vulnerable people and places and our way of life. Check. I am prepared to give my life in their defense. Check. I will follow the general orders while on Overwatch, which is to do the following. WARDS. This is an acronym. Okay. Watch, assess, report, deny entry, and stop the threat. I am not a law enforcement officer or an emergency medical technician or paramedic, if applicable. I will not engage in stopping any physical altercations, fights, or medical emergencies that occur on or off the property. I will notify authorities and emergency medical services if there are any events requiring their services. Okay. Silence and secrecy will be my watchword and is a force multiplier. I will not broadcast my presence during Overwatch. I will blend in with the environment. If legally armed, I will not display firearms openly unless expressly allowed by law. If legally armed, I will not step onto the property legally declared as a gun-free zone except to deny entry and stop a deadly threat from entering the property. If a deadly threat enters the school or property, I will exercise sole authority and legal responsibility for my actions to stop the deadly threat from harming others. I will, at the first opportunity available, entertain the suggestion to attend a private security officer course and any other training my specific community and in that jurisdiction needs to gain the knowledge needed to exercise my volunteer duty.
Sure.
I will not accept monetary donations, but will accept resources, training, tools, and or equipment necessary to carry out my volunteer duty.
Okay.
I will have all necessary equipment needed to carry out my duty within reach for immediate action, rapid deployment. Said equipment shall be serviceable and covert. I will not broadcast the equipment to others physically while on or around any site where Project Veteran Overwatch volunteer members are providing Overwatch services and intervention services. Right? I will only carry tools and equipment allowed by law to carry or deploy while on Overwatch. I am solely responsible for acquiring and maintaining certifications in the use of any equipment deemed necessary to carry out my volunteer duty. Upon the decision to deny entry or stop the deadly threat, I will immediately, if able to, wear highly visible emblems, patches, shirts, vests, or any other visible clothing items identifying me as a guard, watcher, veteran, veteran overwatcher, or any equivalent words identifying me as a volunteer of Project Veteran Overwatch to any citizens and or responding law enforcement.
Clearly,
I will not identify as law enforcement unless I am duly sworn with credentials on my person, nor will I in any manner imply that I am employee or agent of a governmental agency or display a badge or identification card, emblem, or uniform citing the words police, sheriff, highway patrol trooper, law enforcement, or any similar term. Hear this. I will discontinue my volunteer service if I feel or am told by a competent fellow veteran overwatcher I cannot successfully carry out my duty. I will not argue, debate, fight, coerce, or complain about another fellow veteran overwatcher's request to cease and desist service. I will discontinue my volunteer service at a specific location if I am told to leave the property or area. I will not force my service upon anyone. I will not argue, debate, fight, coerce, or complain about another citizen's request to cease and desist service. I am aware that one can legally act and still be arrested. I am aware that the decision to arrest me remains the decision of local, county, state, and our federal law enforcement. Should I be arrested, I will not resist arrest. I will consult the services of an attorney and follow their legal advice should said advice be in my best interest. I will not remain on or near places disallowed by law. Here's the reason why I said that. If a person by law is prohibited from being on the property, they cannot be effective in veteran overwatch. It will taint the initiative. You do not want to come off as some kind of mercenaries, right? Here we go. And that was what I had in mind when I wrote this stuff, right? I recognize I am under no obligation to intervene. I further recognize that I am acting on my own free will and accord without any hesitation or reservation of mine. I agree that my services are strictly voluntary and in the best interest of my community. Should I bear any malice aforethought in the exercise of my volunteer duties or violate any of the above affirmations, I shall immediately cease and desist from Project Veteran Overwatch duties in the interest of the public and the initiative.
Now, I think that was a pretty good thing. I mean, that's the pledge. If you want to be a volunteer on Veteran Overwatch, that's the pledge that he's recommending. I thought it was pretty good stuff. Things in there that I didn't even think about. And it's a good thing you have somebody like Instructor Mike here to think about it, is if you are asked to leave. So you're sitting on the street watching, you know, the local elementary school, make sure that nothing, no active shooter threat appears. You're just sitting on the street in your car watching. And a concerned parent, the principal of the school, if anybody comes and asks you to leave, just leave. And I think that's a good point. You're a volunteer. Nobody asked you to be there. And if asked to leave, you really should leave. You could argue, I've got a right to be here. This is a public highway, public street, whatever. But that doesn't help anybody. I'm sure there's more than one school around. Go to a different one and watch that one. What I like about this whole idea, the whole veteran Overwatch thing, what I like about the whole thing is that, well, you could do it on your lunch break. I mean, if you've got a regular 9-to-5 job and you live and you work anywhere near a school, you could go take your lunch break in your car and watch over the kids. You could do it on your way to work, on your way home from work, depending on what time you work, of course. It doesn't have to be a 9-to-5, like full-time commitment type thing. You could do it an hour a day, an hour a week. It's volunteer and it's wonderful. Like 92 or 95, I forgot. 92% of all the mass shootings that have happened in our country in the last 10 years have been on gun-free zones. So that's where we step in. That's where the veteran Overwatch comes in. Be armed and be nearby. Don't go on the school property because that's breaking the law. Leave if you're asked to leave. Don't argue with people. I think it's a great project. I think it's a great plan. And Instructor Mike, I hope I can get him on the show. He was supposed to be here tonight. You can find him just about everywhere. He's called Instructor Mike. I found him on Facebook and Linktree and TikTok and YouTube. He's got several YouTube videos, some about Project Overwatch, some about firearm safety. Good stuff. I like the guy. I hope to have him on the show. And I really want to like do a deep dive into the idea of veteran Overwatch. Like, should he or somebody come up with rules for the volunteers, guidelines, maybe, since it is volunteers? You know what? He's got some good ones in the pledge, you know, be clearly identified and, you know, don't argue, just leave. And it's got some good stuff in there, but I like it. And with that, take a really short break.
Do you own a firearm or firearm accessory that makes you uncomfortable? Maybe you think it will be outlawed and you just don't want to be made a felon by the stroke of a pen. Maybe you have an assault rifle that scares you, or magazines that hold more than 10 rounds. Man, those are really scary. Maybe it's an inanimate accessory that makes your gun more shooty. Well, the Liberty Lighthouse is here to help. Call us at 646-974-4487 and we will take that firearm or firearm accessory and all of the associated irrational fear off of your hands. The Liberty Lighthouse will either find a patriot to take care of your device or we will safely and securely store it ourselves. Either way, you can rest assured knowing that you no longer have a weapon of war in your home. Call the Liberty Lighthouse at 646-974-4487, that's 64, my rights, to eliminate your irrational fear today.
The Mighty Mojo 5-0.
So why are these things so important? Why are projects like Veteran Overwatch so important, especially today? Well, that goes to the why are so many people dependent on government to fix their problems? Why do so many people today go to the government with every problem they have immediately? They don't even try to fix it themselves. I think those two are, you know, which came first, the chicken or the egg kind of thing. And where did that come from? Well, we've got the complete destruction of volunteer associations, like the volunteer organizations that used to do so much for our communities are skeletons of what they used to be. I mean, if you can think all the, you know, the animal lodges, the moose, the elks, the eagles, throw in there the Kiwanis, and like none of them are as big or powerful as they used to be. And same with the veterans organizations, the American Legion, DAV, VFW, none of them are as big or have the power that they once had. They don't do near as much in their communities. Why is that? Why don't we associate in those groups to the degree that we once did? Is that part of just the collapse of community itself? Like, who really knows their neighbors anymore? Maybe. But that was filling a void. I mean, if you think about, I've said this before, if you know, 1913 was the beginning of the federal income tax. What did they have in 1912 versus now? Well, you know, today, where's all this federal money supposedly going to? No, hospitals. Well, we had hospitals before income tax. Schools. We had schools before income tax. Roads. Had roads before income tax. Many would argue that the schools were better. So we got the government that's supposedly taking care of us. We've got young people that immediately reach out to the government. I mean, you've got the, you know, I've got to sign up for benefits. I moved to a new town. I've got to sign up for benefits. How about you see if you can stand on your own two feet first? How about try that? Try to do it yourself without the government first. The government should be the last resort. I mean, you can't do it on your own two feet. Something's wrong. You just can't do it yourself. Then you go to the church. You go to those volunteer associations, those civic organizations. That's what they were there for. That's what they started for. I mean, the government should be the last resort, but today it's the first thing people reach for. So, all right, moving on. Where did this dependency on our government come from? Well, we kind of created it. We've exacerbated it lately with these sanctuary cities. We'll take care of you. You don't have to be a citizen, or you don't have to be legal, or you don't have to whatever. We'll take care of you. You can be an illegal immigrant. We'll give you free health care. And so many people today have forgotten that there really is no such thing as free. In order for the government to pay for something, they've got that money from citizens. The government can't give you anything unless they first take it from somebody else. Now, they might not take the same thing. You know, I'm going to pay for health care for illegal immigrants. But did they take health care away from you? No, they took money. They took taxes. And they gave it out as health care. So the sanctuary cities are exacerbating this dependence on government, this volunteer dependence, where people are just submitting. The government handouts, the government assistance has become the easy way. And that's not good for any of us. That's not good for us in a lot of different ways. Not the least of which, psychologically, there's something to be said about being self-sufficient and going out there and doing it yourself without help from our government. We'll be back in 2 minutes to continue the conversation about how we became so bloody dependent on government in some of the ways that we can maybe pry ourselves away from that dependence.
There's a brand new way to support Liberty Lighthouse and get something great for yourself too, and that's at MyPillow. MyPillow/Lighthouse. Use the promo code Lighthouse to get up to 66% off your favorite MyPillow products. I've had the pillows for years, got the towels about a year ago, just got the sheets and the quilt now too. Yes, right, a quilt. Yes, quilts and duvets and everything else you could possibly need for your bed and sleeping. Check it out if you haven't been there in a while. MyPillow.com/Lighthouse. Use the promo code Lighthouse to get yourself up to 66% off. Do you like the idea of those really convenient meal delivery kits? Send you all the ingredients in a box like once a week, and you can just make really cool dinners, and you don't have to grocery shop and make lists and all that kind of stuff. But if you're like me, they're really expensive and they're kind of cost prohibitive and they're just not worth the money. Well, Every Plate is the answer. Every Plate is $4.99 a portion. And if you go to liberty-lighthouse.com/everyplate, I'll get you $20 off. Let's give it a try. Great food, nutritious, delicious, $4.99 a portion. About half of what the other meal delivery kits cost. Can't recommend it enough. liberty-lighthouse.com/everyplate.
Welcome back to the Liberty Lighthouse.
Yeah, welcome back to Liberty Lighthouse. One thing I got to do, I didn't realize it. The commercial, if you're watching the video, the Every Plate commercial that just aired, man, I got to update that thing. That's wrong. If you go to liberty-lighthouse.com/everyplate now, use that link that's on that page to go sign up for Every Plate. You'll get your first box for $1.79 a portion. Then you get two more boxes at $3.99 a portion. I don't just save you $20 anymore. Now I'll save you $62 if you buy three meals a week for two people. Save you $62 over 3 weeks. And I love Every Plate. I just went through and picked my items for next week. I love it. Love it all the time. Anyway, we were talking about Veteran Overwatch as this brilliant, awesome new program that Instructor Mike has put out about how we can help stop mass shootings. We, the people, can help stop school shootings without any help from our government. Why do we always do that? There's another school shooting, and there's outrage, and oh my God, we have to take the guns, or no, we don't need to take the guns. We need more guns. We need teachers to have guns. We need police with guns in the schools. No, we don't need either of those things. It's something that we can do tomorrow without passing a law, without raising taxes, without doing anything. Project Veteran Overwatch. Take your legal gun and go sit across the street from the school yourself and watch the door. Watch the parking lot. Watch for the kid that is walking up to the school with an AR-15 over his shoulder. Do it yourselves. You don't need the police. You don't need anything. Just do it. Get a couple of your friends to do it. Take shifts and do it. And we need more like that. We need more. Just do it. Y'all know I'm trying to become the guy who gives solutions and not just sits here and complains. I'm trying. It's difficult. Sometimes the solutions aren't quite that obvious. And that all started when you all know my town didn't elect a constable last time around. And in Pennsylvania, constables guard the polling stations. And well, elections are getting ugly and guarding the polling station seems like something that's pretty freaking important. So I went out and got myself appointed to the constable's position. And that started me on this, what can we do? My second book was a list of things that can go a long way to fixing a lot of the problems in our government. But it's almost every solution in there, almost every suggestion is a law. It's something that we need our government to do for us. So I want to hear from you. What are the things that we can do for ourselves? Things like Project Veteran Overwatch. Call the show. Leave me text messages or voicemails, text messages, emails, whatever. Contact the show. LibertyLighthouse1776@gmail.com or 646-974-4487. That's 64 my rights. And tell me what you think. What can we do? But the other side of this story is, how did we get to this place? How did we get to the point where we want our government to do everything for us? I think a lot of it was conditioning. We have forced social programs, for example, like Social Security. Did you do a better retirement by yourself in a private retirement account? Undoubtedly, you could. But prior to Social Security, during the Great Depression, there was an awful lot of people that were basically starving because they didn't plan for retirement. So the government swooped in and created the Social Security program as a safety net to make sure that nobody would starve in retirement. But over the, 100 years now, what's that become? What's it turned into? Not quite 100 years, by the way. It's like 90. It's turned into, it's basically the retirement plan for most people. I can't retire until I can collect Social Security. Or how many people out there, they're living on Social Security? That's all they get. Because they didn't plan for their own futures. Or maybe they did plan. They lived longer than they thought. They ran out of money. The stock market crashed. They lost it all. I don't know. But there's an awful lot of people out there that have become accustomed to these forced social programs. And they kind of expect more. And add to that, you know, now we've got virtue signaling. Throw that into the mix. We have to take care of everybody. Healthcare is a human right. A universal basic income. If you need it to live, then it's a right. No, it's not. Sorry. It's not how life works. Because again, in order to provide you with a universal basic income, that money comes from somewhere. And it's, you know, whether it's your employer or whether it's through tax dollars, it comes from somewhere. It's not just created out of thin air. So you're taking from one person to give to another for the purpose of virtue signaling. That exacerbates the problem. That raises expectations. Gets more people thinking, well, I can just rely on the government. I'll be fine. The United States, they're such a generous company. They take care of everybody. At least that's what they want you to think. That's not what we were supposed to do. It's not how we were supposed to be as a country. We are a country based on personal liberty. Your individual freedoms, not a safety net, not equality, liberty. And for those that want to talk about equality, because, you know, equality and equity and, oh, well, we got to be fair to everybody, regardless of name your group. Well, you're not being fair when you do any of these programs. Well, how can you say it's not fair? You know how many people actually paid income tax last year? I mean, paid. Like, had a bill at the end of the year. Not the people that put into income tax and then got it all back and didn't have to pay a dime. Or the people that got back more than they put in. Not those people. How many people actually had a tax bill when they calculated their taxes last year? It was like 130 million people. Roughly half of the working age citizens of this country. Half. Only half of the people in this nation are paying income tax.
Well, it's because the rich people get all the loopholes.
I'm sure that's part of it. I know an awful lot of people that are poor enough that they don't pay tax either. Or people that have managed to gain the system in such a way that they get back more than they've put in every year. If only half of our country is paying income tax, and you want to take care of your citizens in this social safety net program type stuff, if you want to have universal basic income, you want to have all of the things of the socialist utopia paid for by the government, only half of the working age people in our country are paying for those things. That's not fair. That's not equity, nor is it equality. See, we're supposed to do those things for ourselves. We're supposed to climb the corporate ladder, go to the 9-to-5 grind. We're supposed to do all of those things for ourselves. That's the personal responsibility portion of it. And what happens when you start with all of these forced social programs and the virtue signaling? Well, that's when you end up with this entitlement behavior. You get these people that think, I deserve this. You don't deserve anything. Life doesn't owe you anything. Life isn't fair. The song Get Over It by the Eagles. The big bad world doesn't owe you a thing. And to think that it does, that's a psychological problem. That is a complete shift in thinking that will destroy the country. The idea of so many people think that they're entitled to, you know, the guy who goes to work and says, well, I won't work this. I can't work more than 3 days a week because I need time for my friends and my social life and my gaming and my vacations and my hobbies. And shut up. Get out of my office. Next, please. The work ethic is the first casualty of the entitlement behavior. How many of you have teenagers out there? You remember being a teenager yourself, right? We all go through an entitled phase in our life sometime in our teenage years. But most of us grow out of it. Somehow. In the last 10 years or 20 years, I don't know, somewhere along the way, a whole lot of people stopped growing out of that entitlement phase. And that's going to destroy us because, again, if only half of the people are paying taxes and the other half have this entitlement behavior, well, that's robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's unfair, unequal, unequitable, un-American, and will destroy us. Where else did this dependence on government come from? Well, I think part of it was forced upon us by our government, just by their own actions. I love to use the Texas Seed Act as an example. I've used it as an example before for many different things. this time, let's talk about it in this instance. Why do we rely on our government? Well, because our government reaches out and tries every time we can. The Texas Seed Act, when Texas ran out of seeds because of years and years of drought and no crops, the federal government was going to, you know, give them money to buy more seeds. And the president vetoed it, saying this is not the job of the federal government. And it's not the job of the government, but it is the job of the people. We, the people, don't want to let our neighbors starve. So what did we do? We, the people, mailed seed packets to Texas from all over the country. So many, so it ended up being more than they would have been able to buy with the money from the federal government. So many so that Texas had to take out ads in newspapers all over the country, say, please stop sending seeds. That's American generosity. That's the American spirit. That's the love of your neighbor. But now, when we have disastrous events like the, you know, years of drought in Texas, now the government swoops in to fix it. When a hurricane hits, well, we have to declare an emergency and send a bunch of federal money down there. Well, part, you know, it's good to help, but it's not really the government's job, is it? If Florida gets hit with a ginormous hurricane, why should the people of Washington, Virginia, Pennsylvania, Utah, Montana, why do they all have to pay for it? I mean, hurricanes hit Florida. We all know that. Floridians know that. The Florida government knows that. So why does the rest of the country have to pay for it? Why shouldn't Florida be self-sufficient, self-reliant? Why shouldn't they have their own emergency fund set aside just for those emergencies that they know are going to happen because it's Florida? That's the way it should be. That's the way our country was designed. Independent sovereign states. But that's not where we are now. And I think that that change on the governmental state level, emergency declarations to help out individual states type thing, that was part of the change of the mindset. As part of how not only individuals, but states now rely on our federal government. There's a potential road project here in my little town. There's an intersection directly in front of the courthouse. It's called a Y. And there's been a couple of pedestrians hit there. It's an ugly intersection. There's crosswalks everywhere. And you can't always see, depending on where other cars are parked, you can't always see the oncoming traffic. It's an ugly intersection. It probably should be redesigned. Oh, but it's a state road. It's a state road that goes right through town and intersects not state roads. So the town is going in and putting in requests for, you know, state grants to redesign the intersection. Okay, it's great that they can ask for the grants, but what does the state really know about the road? Yes, it's a state road. They pave it. They know, but they don't do traffic studies of the intersection and what's going on there. They haven't seen all of the pedestrians that have been hit by moving vehicles. The town knows that. But they still have to go through the state to get it done, relying on the state to fix the problem. All of these things have contributed to the fact that nobody, no group, no anything in this country is self-reliant anymore. No household is, nor is any state or any town or any deviation in between. Nobody's self-reliant. We've all come to depend on Big Brother. That's a problem. That's a problem in a whole lot of ways. It will end up ruining us. Right? I think it will anyway. I say all the time that we Americans became fat, lazy, and complacent. And in the process of becoming fat, lazy, and complacent, we've completely lost our self-reliance. We've developed entitlement behaviors. And we think things like sanctuary cities are a good idea. I think this is what's 100 years of changes in our government that are destroying us and destroying the family and destroying community. I don't know. It's just, it's scary and ugly, and I don't know what else to think about it. But hey, let's take a deep breath.
Politics and the two controlling political parties are destroying America. Both parties have spent your tax dollars with reckless abandon. Both parties are more beholden to party leadership than we, the people that they represent. Both parties value power above all else. Neither party respects the limits of the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Constitution made this country great, and it's the U.S. Constitution that is the answer to our political woes. Forget the two ruling political parties and register as a constitutionalist. Support the U.S. Constitution, the just and moral society it creates, and not the two-party system. Join the only national political party that stands for the founding principles of the U.S. Constitution. Learn more, join and support the Constitution Party at constitutionparty.com or your state's Constitution Party website.
So, I started the show talking about Project Veteran Overwatch, which is something that we can do as individuals without our government. And I ask you, the listeners, you out there in radio land, what other things can we do to solve our own social problems without our government? Well, for one, we can start empowering our churches and charities again. That can't do that yourself. It takes a lot of people to do that. But go back to volunteering. Does anybody do this, the volunteer work that we used to do as a society? I mean, obviously some people do, but not everybody. Like, again, everybody is an exaggeration. It was never everybody, but it was most people. And I feel that it's a minority of people who are doing volunteer work now. What could we fix in our own society if we just had more volunteers working in food banks and clothing banks and homeless shelters and churches, hospitals? How much more could we accomplish than our own government does just by volunteering some time? Obviously, it takes more than one or two of us to do that. It takes thousands and millions of us to do that, to make a difference. So, what else? What else can we do? You know, I said before, run for office. And, you know, everybody says run for office. Run for office. Well, I've told you a way to do it with the easy way. Call your county election office and find the empty, vacant jobs now. And get yourself appointed to it. You don't even have to run a campaign. You get, you know, in my case, it was gather a few signatures and go stand in front of a judge and hand them the petition with the signatures. That was it. And I became constable for a 6-year term. There's hundreds and thousands of vacant elected jobs out there. Many of which only require one day a year of work or 2 days a year of work, you know, like election day poll workers. It's like 2 days a year of work. I don't care who you are. You can afford 2 days a year. Volunteer. Find out how to get appointed to the job. Government won't fix itself. That's never going to happen. And yeah, okay, so I created the petition to support H.R. 46, liberty-lighthouse.com/H.R. 46, or change.org/support H.R. 46. I got 670, I don't know, 700 signatures, something like that. That's not going to change anybody in Washington. You know how many signatures I'd have to have on that thing in order to get the Speaker of the House to take it seriously? 370 million. I'd have to have the sig. Nobody in Washington, D.C. wants that bill. So unless I've got the signatures of every American citizen, all right, let's say 130 million, every voting citizen. Unless I've got 130 million signatures on that petition, nobody in D.C. is going to pay any bloody attention to it. But I got 700 people to read it. I got 700 people to understand that that bill exists and that, hey, these are really simple ideas. Hey, government doesn't have to be a convoluted mess. It can be made simple with simple ideas. Look how many of these people out there in it's primary season. Look how many people have toppled incumbent candidates, but primaried them out. People, many of which don't have any political experience. These America First candidates, these people that love their country, think the country is broken and want to fix the country. No political experience, no money in some cases. Knocking off incumbents. That's a beautiful thing. That should happen all the time. Not just when it gets so bad that government gets so bad and corrupt and ugly that we, the people, are, you know, angry. It should happen constantly. Our elected officials have become too complacent in their jobs. They don't fear losing their reelection bids anymore. Just like we, the American people, have become complacent, not paying attention to government for so long. The politicians did the same, except for instead of not paying attention to government, they weren't paying attention to us. We've got to become a nation who is civic minded again. We have to become a nation of people involved in their communities again. These are the things that we can do to fix our country without our government, without permission from our government, without money from our government. We have to get involved. And to tie it all right back to the first segment, Project Veteran Overwatch. That's how we started this. Project Veteran Overwatch, no permission needed from anybody for you to legally carry a firearm and sit outside of a school and watch the doors and guard our children. Don't do anything. Don't show off. Don't brag about being there. Blend in. You're a parked car on the side of the road. And watch the door. And when you see the glassy-eyed kid carrying an AR-15, then you do something. That's the kind of stuff. Those are the ideas that we need. Fix it. Become a poll watcher. Become a poll worker. Run for school board, that everybody says. Guard your schools. Volunteer again. I really do want to hear more of these ideas. I love this idea. I love the concept of fixing our nation without our government. So please email or call those ideas. Email them to the show, go to liberty-lighthouse.com, click the chat link. Get those ideas to me. I want to hear them. That's all the time we have for this week. Until next week, protect your liberties. Once they're gone, there's no getting them back. God bless America.